pull yourself up a chair.
Good cherry!
Let the fun begin. It's time to let down your hair.
Our next guest on Downtown has had a remarkable career, starting with the film American Graffiti, roles on MASH, Night Court, Laverne and Shirley. Current roles as Charlie's mom on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but will always be remembered as Miss Yvonne, the most beautiful woman in Puppet Land on Pee-wee's Playhouse. We're thrilled to be joined this afternoon by actress Lynn Stewart. Lynn, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
You have had such a remarkable career and have done so many things. How do you get over yourself? How is that possible?
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't even know where to begin, but let's start with what is maybe my second or third, maybe favorite movie of all time, American Graffiti, when you played the role of Bobby. How did that come about?
Oh, that was so much fun. It was one of the first things that I ever did. And I went on an interview with George Lucas, and he was kind of looking out the window. He didn't seem like really interested in me. And then I was so surprised that I got, that I got the part. Because he was just kind of looking out the window and answering telephone calls and everything. And Fred Roos was the casting director for American Graffiti, and he came in with me to meet George. And I just went kind of like disgusted and with George. And he said, "What have you done?" George says, "What have you done?" And I said, "Nothing." And then Fred was like, "No, you better." But it turned out great because I got the part. And then for the smaller part, I found out that my manager, Pat McQueenie, said, the good news is you've got the part. The bad news is that for the smaller parts, you're going to cast actresses in San Francisco. And then I said, well, I'm moving to San Francisco then. And I did. I just lucked out. A girlfriend, Tina Conway, knew someone who had an apartment in Berkeley. And I got to stay there for a month and a half because they were behind schedule. So I just lived in Berkeley, and I had a car, and I got to do it. And it was just such a thrill. And Richard Dreyfuss, who I grew up with, but he was at the time he was known as Ricky Dreyfuss. The fact that I got to work with him was like amazing because he was terrible key in grammar school and high school. I mean, when he yells out of the car, she trembles at the sight of your rippling biceps. He used to say things like that. Like, he used to call me a flat-chested Fifi on the playground and sexless Stewart. But even though he tortured me, I still loved him, and I would ask for more. I mean, I would, like, hang around him because he was so funny and so great. And he was one of those people that you knew was going to be a star from the very beginning. I mean, there was in grammar school, there was a guy named Mike Burns who was already starting to work. And Ricky and I were walking home, and Ricky said, "I could do that." You know, and I went, "Yes, I know you can. I know you can." And in my head, it was one of those moments, like, always remember this moment and this intensity, and because he will be doing it. And he did. And we were in a acting class together, an improv class that we both went to Beverly Hills High School, and had a teacher at Roxbury Park named Rose Jane Rondeau. And that's where we learned to improvise. And we were like 15, 16 years old. And I can understand why actors are afraid of improv. A lot of actors don't like to do improv, but I'm not. Because of Rose Jane. I mean, I was raised doing improv. It's part of me. And so I never was afraid of it. I'm afraid of singing because I'm not the singer, but not improv. And if there wasn't a class, Ricky would, like, get upset because he needed that release. You know, I was like, oh, that's okay. I'll just get an ice cream. There's no class today. I'll be fine. I'll be with my girlfriends. I'll be fine. But he really took it, internalized it, because it was so important for him to work out and have that release. Well, and so it was a great experience for me. And I ran around telling everybody. Oh, Cindy Williams is my best friend. And so it was great to, you know, hang with her. And Candy is a lifelong friend now. And so it was just, it was a great, great experience for me to be with friends. And I went around telling everybody, this is a classic. This is gonna live forever. Even though I was just a day player, I went around telling everybody this is gonna be a giant hit. And it was. And the same thing, I had a part on Bridesmaid, and I went around telling everybody, this is gonna be a giant hit. And they were like, sure. I said, No. I had the same premonition about American Graffiti. This is gonna change things for women in comedy. This is going to be a giant hit. And I was so happy to be proven right, that Bridesmaid did change things, and it showed that women can be funny, really funny, and men and women can go see a movie and laugh together with a predominantly female cast.
You were also in several episodes of MASH. Mike Farrell is a good friend of ours on the show, and Loretta Swit's been on. Jeff Maxwell was on with us last week. How many different nurses did you play on that show?
I think I played eight different nurses. The big one was when I got to play Radar's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was amazing, and that was also one of the first times I ever... It was one of my first, I was like co-starring in them. That was a big deal for me because I was a big MASH fan. And they had me in for a really small part. And I was like, I don't even know. I mean, I hadn't done anything. And I was already like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to do this. I don't even have any lines. I'm just in a line with Radar. And it turned out they were seeing us together, seeing our height, seeing how we interacted in the line together. And I'm so glad that I did that little part, because then I got to play his girlfriend, and I got to do like eight episodes playing different nurses. But that I don't know whether I want to do this part. It was very fleeting, like a second. But it was a great, great experience for me. And people come up to me and say, oh, my God, I saw you on a rerun of MASH. And it's just like, it's just so much fun.
We're talking with Lynn Marie Stewart here on Downtown. And then you also, I assume with the Cindy Williams connection, ended up cheating on Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, you better believe it. It was a Cindy Williams connection. It's very, very advantageous to be best friends with the star of the number one series in America. And I got to go back. I mean, I think I did like nine episodes. I was all every season. They'd had me as another... Can I say bitch on the air?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Please do.
We get into a fight with... either Laverne and Shirley, and I'd be in a wig, and then they would have me back as another antagonist. But it was, David Landis is a friend of mine, and he wrote that episode where I think my name was Bonnie, where I play his girlfriend who told him that she didn't want to go out with him because, I was like, I have to wash my hair. So I didn't go. I didn't go out with him. And then he sees me in the restaurant, and that was a really fun episode because Laverne and Shirley and Lenny and Squiggy, they go to a very fancy restaurant, and they see the napkins like with a point and all folded, and they put it on their head like a dunce cap. That's that they think that their party favors. And that got a very big visual laugh. And that's what I remember about that. But how fun that was to see those four with those napkins on their head. And, of course, getting to play Wiggy's girlfriend, that was, you know. In fact, I just had dinner with him and his wife, Kathy, and I made him remember that. I said, you remember when you wrote that episode and I didn't have to audition and I got to play your girlfriend and you wrote it for me? I said, that was such a thrill. So it was great. It was great at that stage of my career to get that kind of fun and exposure and be working for friends, because both Penny and Cindy were friends. And so it was like being home. And I've been very lucky that the work that I've done is so closely related to friends, because all the people on the Pee-wee show, most of the people on the Pee-wee show were friends from the Groundlings. And so it was all home week. I never had to be nervous or scared or prove myself, because they were all friends, and I would have worked with them on the weekends for Groundling shows.
Now, along with the live, the appearances on Laverne and Shirley, you also ended up working on the animated Laverne and Shirley show.
Yes. Yes, I did. Cindy was too busy to do the animated show, so I went in there and did her voice for a couple of episodes. So that was really fun. That was fun.
Well, let's talk more about Pee-wee, which started at the Groundlings with Paul Rubens. How did you develop the character of Miss Yvonne, as we know, the most beautiful woman in Puppet Land?
Muppet Land.
No, Puppet Land. Puppet Land. And maybe Muppet Land, too.
Right, Puppet Land. Well, Paul got a group of friends together, and he said, I want her to be like a prom queen. So that was like so much fun to play. And there was a place on Melrose Boulevard in Los Angeles called the Aardvark. And I would bring in dresses for him and to see if he liked them. And there was one dress, which was a white strapless dress. And it kind of looked like Liz Taylor's dress in Raintree County. And I thought, oh, my God, I love this dress. And so he liked it. He okayed the dress. And he and Miss Yvonne's hair, as the years progressed, got bigger and bigger and bigger until we went to Broadway. And it was like literally a foot high. So it was a really, really fun character to do. And during the show, the Pee-wee's Playhouse, I got to join the Writers Guild because I co-wrote two episodes, Pee-wee Plays Office, and there were, oh my God, I can't think of the name of the episode, but anyway, Pee-wee, Rebarella, that was the name of it. I wrote it with Mimi Pond, who's Wayne White's wife. And she's a comic genius in her own right. And we wrote Rebarella, where Reba goes on a date with a very handsome male man. and Pee-wee and I are chaperones in the back seat. And that was a thrill to me because I got to play an airline stewardess and on the make-believe airplane, and also go to a drive-in movie. a makeshift drive-in movie with Pee-wee and Reba. So, I mean, that was, in many, many ways, the Pee-wee's Playhouse was a dream come true. I had the best makeup people, the best wardrobe people, the best wigs. And I was like, almost 40 years old and 40 years old when I did it. And then the fact that I got to be a beauty queen at 40, and then I'd go out on regular auditions, and everybody was like, tired and complaining that they were 40 years old. And I was like, well, as soon as I get done with his audition, I'm going back to being the most beautiful woman in Puppetland with the best lighting and best makeup. Great time on that show. And it was a dream come true because I said to the guys who were writing, I don't care how much Miss Yvonne is in the show. What I care about is that she's always kind and she's always sweet and that she's never mean to anybody, because sometimes it's easier to write that. And they said yes, and she never was. She was always sweet, and she had a lot of double entendres. How do you say that? Double entendre?
Yeah, oh yes. Yeah.
That was, you know, that was them having a good time and having and writing for grown-ups as well as kids.
And what was it like getting the band back together to take the show back to the stage and then ultimately to Broadway?
Well, when Paul said that we might go to Broadway, it was like, oh, really? And it was like 30 years later. But it was, you know, it was such a thrill. I mean, because I never was an actress that was like, someday, Broadway. But once you're there and you open the door and you see all the theaters there and you're on a Broadway stage, you know, you open the stage door to go home, it truly, truly is a thrill, and I get it. And John Moody, who played Mailman Mike in the show, said, he said, we're like Carney people on Broadway. I mean, because we sold out, and we sold out, almost sold out every single night that we were there, because people knew what they were seeing. They'd grown up on the Pee Wee Herman show, and they Pee Wee's Playhouse, and they wanted to see the characters again. So it was like having a built-in love affair with the audience. I mean, every time a character was introduced that they knew, you had to hold for the applause, you know, and it was just, it was absolutely thrilling to do that show and to work with, I mean, I keep saying that, to work with friends, but it is a thrill to work with friends. I mean, like you watch an award show and they say we're family, and you are family with the people you work with. Well, and so it was a wonderful, wonderful time. And again, I had the best makeup, the best hair, the best customers. So it was great.
You have worked, Lynn, with so many wonderful, as part of so many wonderful ensembles through the years, and that continues with your long-running role on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And I just saw today that Rob McElhenney says, I'd just soon do this show forever, and I think a lot of us would be very happy with that.
Yes, it's amazing. You know, 14 seasons, and it looks like there's going to be a 15 season. So it is the first time in my life, because I'm a character actress and I'm usually in a big wig and different kinds of makeup, that people recognize me on the street. And it's like, it never gets old, you know? And when I see a fan like at Rite Aid or something like that, I get as excited as they are. I say, do you want to take a picture? Do you have a cell phone? it's just thrilling, you know, and it's so thrilling to be in a place like Austin. You know, I have friends in Austin, and there's a waiter, and he comes over, and I'm just looks like, you know, middle-aged or older woman sitting eating with friends, and then all of a sudden his face starts to change and go, and I know what's coming because his eyes bug out, and he goes, are you Charlie's mother? And I go, yeah, and he says, like, what are you doing here? You know? And it's so much fun. I mean, to be recognized and make people that happy about seeing you know, somebody like on a cult hit show, somebody that they've enjoyed watching. And the fact that, you know, I get to work with Sandy Martin, who's just, I couldn't ask for a better sidekick. She is so in the moment, hysterically funny. And, you know, Rob, when Sandy plays Rob's mother, as you know, and she cracks him up. I mean, she just goes, and he starts laughing, and we have to cut and do it over again. And that's the fun about working with those guys, is because they come from improv. They improv a lot of the scenes. They're the writers, and they don't care if somebody screws up. I mean, I remember one scene I screwed up, and I said to Charlie, I said, "Oh, Charlie, I'm so sorry." I don't care. You know, so it's like there's no pressure. And after you do the lines right, you know, then you're on your own. There's a couple of takes where they just improvise. But sometimes they write, like for the Christmas episode, the guys come in. And then I fill in, oh, you know, sit down, can I get you guys anything? I'll be right back. Oh, I love you, little monkey boy. You know, and so I don't know when to shut up, you know, because they actually have lines later on after I get my improvised come into the house and stuff. But it all works out, and I'm so, I mean, it's such a gift. I mean, that part is such a gift because it's very, they know me, they write for me, but I haven't slept with all the Santa Clauses for my son. that part is not me. But the first episode I did, I said, who's my husband? You know, is he dead? And they didn't know. It was the second show in the season, and they said, we haven't figured that out yet. You know, so I just, oh, okay. So I didn't really know. You know, I went from this very naive Irish Catholic mother, and then two episodes later, I was sleeping with everybody. So the part really, it's a strange, fabulous part, and but people stay with me because they know how much I love my son, you know, and I really do love Charlie Day, and I'll see him in a movie and I'll be like so proud, and then like I think it was Bad Bosses, and I was so proud of him, and I thought, you know, I'm not his real mother. <You know? laughs> I have nothing to do with how great he is in this movie. But I am. I'm very proud of his talent and success, and happy that I get to play his mom.
Well, it's a wonderful role, a great ensemble. And Lynn, it has been delightful to talk with you. You're one of those folks that when you show up on screen as a viewer, eyes are drawn to you because you're so magnetic. You're such an engaging performer. We've loved your work for a long, long time and are so happy to get the chance to talk with you this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so, so much. And you have a great day.
It's Lynn Stewart, Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Great resume and a terrific person. So much fun talking with her this afternoon.